inning is not over. So the two Wofford College guys, that's second and third, top of the order with Jack Crichton, who got a base hit last time up. We're on the first pitch of the game. He lined a ball in the center. Had a Clemson, and Parrish will fire, and that goes away from Jensen. Bounces to his left, getting home. In time is Erickson. Traverse City up 3-0 here in the top of the second. Getting to third is Manley. And a wild pitch turns to be successful for Traverse City. So a 1-0 count. Bryson Parrish really struggling. Rafters have been out hit 6-1, and the 1-0 way down low for a ball, 2-0. It's 2-0 count. Setting and firing is Parrish, and he'll graze the right part of the zone in for a strike, 2-1. But Traverse City, a team that got an early lead in the first game these two teams played in back on June the 26th. And right now they're doing so again. The 2-1 on a bunt that just drifts away from the right field line. 2-2. Jack Crichton got a base hit but was thrown out at second. So definitely a guy that can steal bases. He's known to do so. 24 hits for him on this season. 5 RBIs. 2-2 count. Curveball outside for a ball. 3-2. So the count is full with one down. Bryson Parrish, 2 strikeouts. Infield shifted in for the Rafters. Conniff and Gurevich taking a couple steps forward. The 3-2 and popped away right side out of play. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Traverse City, a 3-0 lead. And they're not done yet with one down. The 3-2 up and high for ball 4. Crichton will take first. Staying at third is Manley. So Glenn Miller got a double last time up. So out of Eastern Michigan from Pentwater, Michigan. 41 hits, 29 RBIs. One down, runners on first and third. Traverse City on the verge of adding to their lead. And Parrish will step high. He'll fire and clip the right part of the zone in for a strike on a fastball at 89. Ahead of the count, 0-1. Runners at first and third. Stepping in, setting. Here's Parrish. He'll fire the 0-1. And up on a curveball that drifts away on the right side, 0-2. So 2 strikeouts for Parrish. He struck out Carey and struck out Summerhill. But he's given up 2 home runs and also a run scored on a wild pitch. Miller, the third baseman, behind in this count, 0-2. Parrish looks over at first and tries to tag Crichton. So really struggling here in the top of the second. Traverse City up to 6 hits. Parrish will set and fire. The 0-2 popped backside. The count remains at 0-2. The Pitts Bitters, a team that's had a lot of success this season. When their offense is going, they surely can rely on their defense. The best fielding percentage in the league. 0-2 count. Parrish stands on the first base side of the slab. Fires up and away for a ball. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. One down. Crichton at first. Manley at third. The 1-2 from Parrish, and he's swinging a bouncer over to Broussard at short and doesn't underhand it to Conniff. He lost the ball while trying to throw it over. So a run scores Manly, and now the Pittsbitters lead 4-0. Crichton gets to second. Getting to first was Miller. Traverse City in a commanding 4-0 lead here. Dylan Carey, who struck out swinging last time up. So a rare error from Broussard. And now the Rafters down 4-0. Parrish sets in, fires, and a swing and a bouncer over to the third baseman, Degatti. Throws it on to second, and Conniff. The throwback to first to Gurevich is on time. A 5-4-3 double play, but the Rafters give up four runs. They are down 4-0. We head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 53. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second inning, and the Rafters find themselves at a deficit down 4-0 as Gallison swings and hits a pop-up into shallow center. Traficante, the shortstop, comes down with it for one out. So, one pitch and one out. Gallison couldn't make decent contact, and he saw it on a flyout. Jorge Degatti batting a 274. 17 hits and 5 RBIs. The Indiana Hoosier will see a curve up and high of the zone, 1-0. One down. Aaron Gustafson will step in and deliver. This time, a curve comes low and finds the strike zone, 1-1. That was a slow-moving ball at 69, and the 1-1 comes in again as Degatti fouls it off. Top side of the bat, 1-2. So it was a home run from Orzik, a home run from Minnick. Getting home was Erickson on a passed ball, and the 1-2 comes in. Up high and a slider, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes here, one down, bottom of the second. Gustafson will fire, and Degatti misses outside for strike three. So Jorge Degatti goes down, and that's the second strikeout of Gustafson's day. And here batting in the eighth spot, Chris Conniff out of Wagner College. So Conniff batting a 269, 20 runs for him, and 15 RBIs. Two down, and the first offering comes in for a strike, 0-1. Aaron Gustafson has been wheeling and dealing here through the first order. The 0-1 had a slider that bounces on the left part of the zone, out and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rafters only have one hit, and it came at the hands of Jack Gurevich. A commanding 4-0 lead for the Pits Spitters. And Gustafson will step high. He'll fire the 1-1 on a curve that hits the back of Conniff, and he'll take first. So Chris Conniff will take first. He was hit by a pitch. And Levi Jensen is due up. Jensen, 8 hits, 74 at-bats. Batting at 108, he has 6 RBIs and 7 runs. So batting in the 9 hole. And Gustafson with a runner on first and Conniff. He'll set and serve and find the strike zone, 0-1. Levi Jensen, the second North Alabama product on this team. A returning Rafter and a leader in the clubhouse, and the 0-1 bounces away from Minnick, getting to second as Conniff. He had trouble picking it up. A little bit frustrated with himself, but Conniff will take second, put a runner in scoring position. One ball, one strike. Gustafson with the ball behind his back, the left-hander. Two down, the 1-1, and a curveball that just goes below the left edge of the zone. Four ball, two balls and a strike. Rafters with an error in the field. They haven't really tested Traverse City yet. The Pitt Spitters in front, the 2-1, and Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Coming to track it down on the first baseline, that just pulls to the right side. Erickson was running after it. Jensen with decent contact, but it's a 2-2 count. So you had three Pitt Spitters run after that. You had Summerhill, the right fielder. You had the second baseman, Carey, and the first baseman, Erickson. That just drifted away on the right field line. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Bottom of the second. Here in the bottom of the order, Gustafson will look in. With the ball in his glove, glances over at second. The kick to fire and a swing and a weak ground ball over to Carey at second. Fields it up, throws it down to first for an easy third out. So the Rafters come up empty, even though they had a runner in scoring position. We head to the top of the third. Pitt Spitters lead 4-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah. Top of the third inning, the Rafters trail 4-0. Traverse City in a commanding lead as they got four runs in the top of the second. Colin Summerhill will step in. A guy that went 0-1. Struck out looking first time up. Anthony Benetti, the pitching change in for the Rafters. Bryson Parrish went two innings, 46 pitches. He allowed six hits and four runs. He also had two strikeouts as well. So Anthony Benetti will be taking over. He's had eight games appeared in with a 1-0 record, 11 innings of work, allowing five hits and two runs, and also nine strikeouts. So the right-hander out of Tampa, Florida, will set and fire on a fastball right down the plate for a strike. So Colin Summerhill from Northern Illinois, native of Chicago, 27 RBIs for him. Benetti will come set. He'll look in on the first offering, the 0-1, and just down low of the zone. So Benetti out of Barry University. One ball, one strike. He'll set and deliver the third offering. Swing and a miss upstairs, 1-2. 1-2 count. That was a fastball at 92. He's at nine strikeouts this season. He appeared for the Growlers back in 2021, where he had five games appeared in with an 0-4 record. So in his second season and his second team in the Northwoods League, 1-2 count. Benetti will look in. He'll fire. And a swing and a miss. Reached for it was Summerhill. And that's the first strikeout of Benetti's day on the first batter. So Evan Orzik, who got a home run last time up to open up the scoring, cranked the ball in the right field. And that hit, well, the middle of the scoreboard. So Orzik, the DH from St. Xavier in Shorewood, Illinois. Benetti will work quick and he'll fire. That's a fastball again on the left part of the zone at 94. So Anthony Benetti picked up the win against Wausau back on June the 7th, where he went an inning and two strikeouts. And the 0-1 again finds the left edge ahead of the count 0-2. So Benetti is working quickly and efficiently. Already with one strikeout and now in front in this count 0-2. He'll come set. Shake it off. He likes the pitch. Steps high, winds in the 0-2, and a miss low. That bounces before Jensen can get to it. Throws it over to first, not in time. So it bounces away from Jensen, and it was a drop third strike. Well, Orzik will get on base. So Camden Traficante, who flew out to left, the shortstop, he'll step in, the left-hander. So one out. And a runner on first. So Camden Traficante 0-1. And Benetti will fire. Traficante hits a jam shot running after it. Not in time is Degatti. That bounces into the left field side. Gallison runs after it. And getting back to second is Orzik. So Traficante on first. Orzik on second. And now the pitch hitter's up to seven hits now. And we're only in the top of the third. So Traficante, his first hit of the day. Seven of the nine batters for Traverse City have at least a hit. One down, runners on first and second. Benetti will fire up on a check swing on a curveball and tips the inside of the bat but goes into the glove of Jensen, 0-1. Rafters have not found success on the offensive side, and then defensively their pitching has struggled today. The 0-1 just lower the zone for a ball, 1-1. So Tyler Minnick, who got a home run last time up, smashed it into left field. Even in this count, 1-1, and Jensen gets out to throw over. Well, it looks like he was about to, but Traficante gets back there in time. So Tyler Minnick scores his first home run of the season. 2-1 count. A swing and a weak ground ball over to Broussard at short. And looks over at second. Throws it down at first to Gurvich. And he gets Minnick out running. Two down, but the runners advance. Traficante to second. Orzic to third. So Cooper Erickson, who got a base hit on his first time up at the plate. Rafter is just looking to get out of this inning. Two down. Benetti will work. He'll set and fire. Jensen has to reach out way low because he barely made that grab. Ball goes behind him. Surely a run scores. Traficante at second. Orzic stands at third. Traverse City on the verge of extending this lead here. Benetti will set. He'll serve the 1-0. And a swing and a miss low for a strike. 1-1. Cooper Erickson from Lincoln, Nebraska. The first baseman out of Wofford College. 7 hits total on the season with 3 RBIs. And the 1-1. Check swing outside. And fully coming across for a strike. 1-2. 1-2 count, 2 down. Benetti will look in, the ball behind his back. He bends low at the knee. Now he'll come set. He'll step, and the 1-2. A swing and a high fly ball into center. Johnson comes after it, able to make the grab for the third out. So the Rafters don't allow any runs. They still trail 4-0. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So bottom of the third and top of the order for the Rafters. They find themselves down 4-0 as Ty Johnson, who struck out looking first time up. So a guy that leads a team in at-bats, hits, and batting average. 42 hits on 136 at-bats. He bats a .316, so headed to Baylor next season. Playing in the Big 12 Conference. And he'll set. And the first offering comes in for Gustafson. On a slider low, 1-0. So Johnson, the center fielder who got that last flyout, he end the inning in the top of the third. The 1-0 from Gustafson fouled back, 1-1. So 19 RBIs and 21 runs as well. 1-1 count. Gustafson. We'll throw the 1-1. Johnson shows bunt, but pulls away, and it comes in on the right part of the zone for a strike. A slow-moving slider at 68. 1-2 count for Gustafson. Already has two strikeouts here this evening. He'll step high, fire the 1-2, and a swing and a hard ground ball over to the second baseman, Carey. Reaches out to his left, fields it up, and throws it down to first. One out. So Johnson grounds out, and this brings up Logan Hugo, who walked last time up. Out of Eastern Michigan from Essexville, Michigan. Batting a 218, 19 hits and 5 RBIs. So the reliable right fielder. We'll see the first offering from Gustafson. He'll fire and foul tipped backside. 0-1. Actual 600. Raptors only one hit, and it came at the hands of Jack Gurevich. They've been out hit 7-1. They've committed an error in the field. And the 0-1 from Gustafson up and high and away on the right side, 1-1. Gustafson doesn't throw a lot of fastballs. He works in between the sliders and the changeups and the curveball. And there comes in once again on a curve, 1-2. So 1-2 count, one down. Gustafson will look in. He stands on the third base side of the slab, fires in the 1-2, and a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Coming out to cut it off is Manley for the second out. So two down, and this brings up Brendan Bobo, who flew out to left. He hit a deep fly ball right before the warning track. The left fielder, Jack Crichton, was able to make that grab, but Bobo has hit 5 home runs, leads the team in home runs, also with 22 RBIs as well. He also has 20 hits on the season. And the first offering on a slider, low and left side for a ball, 1-0. So Traverse City one away. Their infield has shifted over all the way to the right. And the 1-0 comes in for a strike. So you have the third baseman, Miller, in the shortstop position. You have Traficante shifted behind the bag at second, and you have the second baseman Carey in between first and second, shifted a couple steps over. So they know Bobo likes to hit it on the right side. 1-2 count with two down. Brendan Bobo batting a 233, the Cal State Fullerton product sees the 1-2, and it goes on the inside. He bends low and falls to the ground and thought he might have gotten hit for a sec. And now the umpires are gathering together, and well, they think it is a ball, and it turns to be, and actually is. So it is a ball. 1-2 count with two down. Brendan Bobo, 12 runs on the season. The team MVP last season. 61 hits, 56 RBIs. He led the league in home runs. The 1-2 from Gustafson bounces low of the zone for a ball in the dirt, 2-2. So deuces run across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Gustafson will look in. The kick, the wind, the fire. And the 2-2 bounces left side, back behind Tyler Minnick, the catcher. And it comes in for a ball, 3-2. The count is full with two down. Raptors gave up 4 runs in the top of the second. They've only had one hit this game. The 3-2. A swing and a hard ground ball over to the first baseman, Erickson, diving out and meeting him at the bag is Gustafson, and tags it before Bobo can get there. So that's the third out. And we hand it to the top of the fourth. Raptors find themselves down 4-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth, and we're here in the bottom of the order for Andrew Manley, who's had one hit, one at bat, and a run. So he's one for one. So the center fielder will lead off for the Pitts hitters. They lead 4-0. They've out hit the Raptors 7-1. But Anthony Benetti has been the second pitcher for the Raptors. He started to find something, but he's at 17 pitches. He's allowed a hit, but two strikeouts. So he's been better. The Raptors have been better on the pitching side. Bryson Parrish got the start, did not have his best day. So leading off, Andrew Manley, the center fielder from Wofford College in Atlanta, Georgia, batting at 204. He has 12 hits. He got on base after he doubled into left field on his first time up in the 1-0 outside. One ball, no strikes. Nobody down. But Eddie will fire, and it comes outside again, 2-0. So 2-0 count. Andrew Manley, 11 runs on the season. The 2-0, up and high and away. That was way outside. All three of the balls have not even come close to finding the strike zone. Levi Jensen has had to reach out to his left every time. So righty on lefty, Andrew Manley. We'll see the 3-0 up and high for ball four. So four straight balls, and Manley will take first. So top of the order we go. Jack Crichton, who got a base hit first time up and walked on his second. So Raptors let up four runs in the top of the second. They're going to have to hold Traverse City right now. They are dominant. And the first pitch comes in on a throw. Jensen to Conniff at second. The tag from Conniff is in time. Manley gets out, stealing second. And Levi Jensen throws him out. That's the second time Jensen has done that. So one down. Anthony Benetti, fortunate to see that his infield was on top of that. Jensen to Conniff, and to put out the 0-1, and a swing and a high fly ball, a lazy one that drops into right center. Coming to cut it off and making the grab is Chris Conniff, two down. So this brings up Glenn Miller, who got a double first time up and got on base off of a fielder's choice his last time at the plate. Two down, top of the fourth. Raptors looking to go 1-2-3. Benetti will set, he'll fire, and a foul off on the top side. 0-1. So no balls, one strike. Anthony Benetti, here in the top of the fourth, will fire the 0-1 swing and a miss, 0-2. Two down. Raptors looking to retire this side. Start to get the bats rolling. They've only had one hit. And the step, the set, the fire from Benetti. A swing and a hard bouncer over to Broussard at short. Fields it up and throws it on over to first for an easy third out. So we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Raptors looking to get the bats going. They're down 4-0. We'll be back here as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the Bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and the Rafters down four runs. They trail 4-0 as Aaron Gustafson back on the mound once again for Traverse City. He's had three innings of work, 47 pitches. He's allowed a hit, a walk, and two strikeouts as well. So Jack Gervich, batting in the cleanup spot, will lead off for the Rafters. He's been a bright spot. He's had their only hit today. He's 1-for-1 after he lined a ball in the right field. So Gervich, batting a 286, 21 RBIs. He's second on the team. And we'll see the first offering from Gustafson. He pops it away left side. 0-1. He's also second on the team in home runs with four. He had a game against Lakeshore earlier this season when he hit three home runs in a game. The 0-1 from Gustafson on a slow-moving slider. Gervich pulls it away, and it just comes on the left field line out of play. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Gustafson ahead in the count once again, nearing his 50th pitch of the evening. Rafters in trouble here today. They are going to need the offense to start producing hits, producing runs, because they've been held scoreless so far. The 0-2 and a swing and a bouncer that stays fair on the first baseline. Erickson comes out, and Gustafson races over to first and tags it before Gervich can get there. So Aaron Gustafson putting on the afterburners and gets Gervich out, and this brings up Garrett Broussard, who flew out to right his first time up. So out of Utah Valley from San Juan Capistrano, batting a 215, 23 hits, and 8 RBIs. He is a prolific shortstop. So Gustafson will set in and work on the first count, and it comes down low for a ball 1-0. 1-0 count. That was a slow-moving slider at 69. Gustafson looks in. He stands on the first base side of the slab, fires the 0-1. And a curveball finds the zone for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one down. Gustafson will set he'll work up and high for a ball. 2-1. 2-1 count. The set, the serve, and Broussard swings and hits a low line drive, and coming after it and making the grab in center field is Manley for the second out. So good contact there from Broussard. Wasn't able to see that. Drop in some green space as Anthony Gallison flew out to the shortstop last time up. So out of Coastal Carolina from Colts Neck, New Jersey, 19 hits for him and 7 RBIs. And Gustafson will set in. He'll work and fire as Gallison swings and hits a lazy fly ball into shallow center. Manley reaches out, makes the catch for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for the Pitts Bitters. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Let it slip, it covered, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We're good. Top of the fifth inning, and Dylan Carey will lead off for the Pitts Bitters. 0 for 2 this evening. A guy that has one strikeout, and also he grounded out to third. So Benetti back on the mound once again, and he's been impressive so far. 26 pitches, and he's allowed a hit, a walk, and two strikeouts in 2 innings of work. So Benetti out of Tampa, Florida, and Barry University right now getting it done on the defensive side, but the Raptors find themselves down 4-0. Top of the second inning, Traverse City got 2 home runs, got home off of a pass ball as well, and got home on a fielder's choice. So they lead 4-0. They've out-hit the Raptors 7-1. Dylan Carey from Parker, Colorado. 16 hits and 10 RBIs as he swings and hits a pop-up into right field. Out of play, 0-1. So no balls a strike. Anthony Benetti getting a lot of work right now. And the 0-1 on a curve pulls low of the zone, 1-1. He's a lot of the games he's played, he's pitched only an inning. He's been kind of in that reliever role, 7-8-9. But I tell you, there's been a lot of guys for the Raptors that have left the 1-1 and a swing and a curve, 1-2, have left the team, you know, due to just getting back to school because they got to enroll in school early or different other reasons. So it's kind of made way for guys that really didn't get a lot of work on the mound to start to kind of showcase their skills. And the 1-2 bounces on the right side, 2-2. And one of those guys was yesterday, Mitchell Whitcamp, who only had 3 innings prior to that game. But he got about 3 innings yesterday, so it was big for him. Kirk Schreider was happy with his play. And a 2-2 count. Benetti works. He'll kick high, fire the 2-2, and a foul low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last pitch came in at 91. A 2-2 count. Benetti will set. He'll fire and foul on the inside of the bat. Carey staying alive. The Nebraska Cornhusker. Top 5 here. Traverse City have out-hit the Raptors, have outplayed them. Wisconsin Rapids has had no answer right now. Benetti will set. He'll work in the 2-2 up and high on the right side. 3-2, so the count is full on a fastball at 92. 3-2 count. The step and the fire from Benetti, that just pulls on the right field side, and that goes in for a foul ball. Gary thought it was fair there for a second. So a full count, one strikeout. Carey batting third in this order. Leads off here in the top of the fifth. The payoff from Benetti, and a swing and a skied ball. Gervich tracking it down on the right field line. Comes down and makes the grab for the first out. So a pop-up from Carey, and this brings up Colin Summerhill, who struck out looking and also struck out swinging. 0 for 2. One down for the Rafters. Benetti will look. He'll step. He'll serve up on a curve. Low at 1-0. So Colin Summerhill batting in the cleanup spot for the pitch hitters. Benetti will look down. He'll step, wind, and deliver the 1-0 out low on the right side. 2-0. That was a slider that came way down low of the zone. 2-0 count. One down. The step high, the fire, the 2-0 up inside for the third ball. So three straight balls now. A 3-0 count. The 3-0 up and high for ball four. So Colin Summerhill sees four straight balls. He'll take first for the first time today. And this brings up Evan Orzech, who got a home run on his first time up. He belted it into right field to open up the scoring for the pitch hitters. He reached base off of a strikeout on his second time up. So he's 1-for-2. Benetti will look in and fire up on the check swing on the inside, and it comes in for a ball. 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. At first is Summerhill. Benetti steps back off and lobs it on over to first. Summerhill slides head first into the bag. Benetti will look in once again. Traverse City in front. 4-0, and Benetti once again the toss on over to first. Andrew got a picture with me? Not looking to, what seeming like when he steps back off to throw it to Gervich to look to get the tag out. He just seems to lob it on over, which Summerhill then has that much more time to get at first. The 1-0 and a swing and a ground ball. Stays fair. Gervich tags on first, throws it over to second. Not being able to catch it was Broussard. So Gervich made the play at first, looking for that 3-6 double play, but it's only two down. So a dropped ball from Garrett Broussard, very unlike him. A Northwoods League All-Star last season and in the running here this season. Two down. Camden Traficante, 1-for-2. He flew out to left and got a base hit. Hit kind of a jam shot into left field for his first base hit of the day. Two down. Standing at second is Traficante. Is Summerhill, excuse me. Traficante will swing and a bouncer over to Conniff at second. Scoops it and goes through his legs. Getting home from third is Summerhill. The throw is not in time. Traverse City in front 5-0. And just a blatant error from Chris Conniff through his legs, what seemingly seemed like a routine ground out. And Traverse City has all the power, all the momentum right now. So Traficante will reach first off of an error. You just don't see that from Conniff. Both of the errors for the Rafters have come on Conniff and Broussard. So Tyler Minnick will swing and hit a ball that stops and stays fair on the first baseline. Running after it and making the grab as Benetti tosses it on over to first. But a run scores for the Pitts Baiters. They lead 5-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Aaron Gustafson will remain on the mound. So Gustafson has had a day, four innings pitched, 55 pitches in total. He's allowed a hit, a walk, and two strikeouts. So he's been solid on the mound. The Rafters down 5-0. They have really struggled getting hits. The only hit they've allowed, is Jack Gervich. One for two. They've also had two errors in the field. So it looks like, well, one of the players, Colin Summerhill, forgot his glove. He didn't even go out there in the first place. So, hey, Colin, you got to play baseball. You got to play the game. You have to play the defensive side, too. And now he's just running out there. So Gustafson will work in. He'll fire up on a curve and find the upper edge of the zone, 0-1. 0-1 count. Aaron Gustafson on Jorge Degatti will swing and hit a ground ball over to the third baseman. And Miller turns around, throws it over to first. A wild throw that goes away from Erickson. So Miller almost made the play, which would have been a miraculous play. He fielded it at third, turned around as it was going to the back of him. But Jorge Degatti will reach base. That's the second hit for the Rafters. And Chris Conniff, who was hit by a pitch first time up. Gustafson, the left-hander, will look and he'll fire. Conniff shows bunt, he pulls it away. But it comes in for a ball on the left edge, 1-0. Rafters commit two errors in the field, both from Conniff and Broussard. But on the offensive side, only two hits. So Degatti with the second one. He stands at first. And the throw over to first Erickson. Late to the tag. 1-0. So a 1-0 count. Stepping in is Gustafsson, and the 1-0 bunt is just lined away on the left side, 1-1. One ball, one strike. DeGatti at first. Chris Conniff reached on base after he was hit by a pitch, so lefty on lefty. The 1-1, a swing and a weak ground ball over to the third baseman, and Miller has all the time in the world and tosses it on over to first for an easy out. DeGatti gets to second, but one down. So Levi Jensen will step in, ground it out to second, first time up. So they're going to need Jensen services. He's had eight hits in total this season. The Luck, Wisconsin native, six RBIs on those eight hits. So DeGatti, in scoring position, he stands at second. Gustafsson will look over. He'll step now and fire up on a curve that skims the left edge in for a strike. 0-1. A slow-moving curveball at 67 miles per hour. He really slows a lot of curve, but it has a lot of velocity to it, a lot of dip, and also a lot of curve. The 0-1 and a curveball low bounces before Minnick can get to it at a ball, 1-1. One-one count, one down. Rafters need a momentum boost. They gave up four runs in the top of the second, a run in the top of the fifth. The 1-1 from Gustafsson, and a swing and a weak ground ball over to the shortstop, and Traficante fields it up and tosses it on over to first for an easy ground out. So Jensen grounds out twice, and this brings up the top of the order. Ty Johnson, who's 0-2, struck out looking and grounded out to second, but Jorge DeGatti gets to third. So they're going to need Ty Johnson. Perhaps his 20th RBI comes right now to get the Rafters on the board. DeGatti at third. Two down. Gustafsson will look. He'll fire and clip the left edge in for a strike. 0-1. So Aaron Gustafsson, a great pitcher for the Pitts Bitters, backed by a great defense. The 0-1 and a swing and a driven ball in between first and second. That stays in the right field gap. Getting home is DeGatti, and the 20th RBI of the season for Ty Johnson. The Rafters get on the board, and now it's 5-1. So they needed that. Ty Johnson with an RBI single. So Logan Hugo, 0-1. He walked and flew out to center. Rafters down 5-1, but they cut this to a four-run game. Up to three hits now. Johnson stands at first. And Gustafsson fires up and away for a ball. The 1-0 count with two down. Gustafsson will step in. Looks down, the long stare and the serve, in for a strike on the inside, 1-1. That looked like that was a fastball. That was a fastball at 82. It was a. He doesn't throw very high in his speed, but he's very technical with it. And his command is very strong. The 1-1 on a pickle here. The throw to Erickson at first, a throw back to second, and Carey, does he tag him? It does not. Getting the second is Johnson, a successful stolen base attempt. He puts himself in scoring position, and the fans around Witter Field approve of that one. A 1-1 count with two down. So Ty Johnson's 12th stolen base of the summer comes to be successful. 1-1 count. Gustafsson. The kick to fire, and Hugo misses low for a strike. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Traverse City looking to just get out of this inning. only giving up a run. Rafters have one in scoring position. Johnson stands half a couple feet off the bag. The 1-2 and a swing and a hard ground ball over to Miller at third. Steps on and throws.